Okay, let's go. Let's begin. Okay. We got to the Gemara, the first Raya that we had for Rava, and that Raya remains solidified. And we always stress that it's important to emphasize that you have in your kachazah throughout the day in your mind what the Shakla Tarya is, and to know that is critical. And this is another example of that as well. We started yesterday in Dalam and Aleph saying the word Gufa. Gufa means we stated earlier, which was a member of the Gemara in Gimel and Aleph, where Ravashi, when he said it's shot in the Mishnah, quoted a din of Rava, that a mumer letiyavon that eats from Mishchita is Ksheir. Based on what Svara? So the Gemara entertained a very, very interesting Svara, where the Svara is Lo Shavik Inish Atera Vachal Isura. Person's not going to leave an Isser and eat the Heter. A person's not going to leave the heter and eat the Isser. You recall that Svara? That was the Svara that Rav is predicated on. And the Gemara says, on the bottom of Dalam and Aleph gives that Svara. But the Gemara says, we have to check the knife before we give it to him. And the Gemara says, well, if this Svara is so strong, then why do you have to check the knife? Why can't you rely on him regarding that? And we pointed out yesterday in Shir the Ritva, Yihachi, it's a davar yadua that if you have kosher food or non-kosher food in front of you in the fridge, so you know for sure that what? You know for sure he's going to take the kosher one. So this is a chiddush of, we said, virtual. Because he has a choice to do a good shchita or a bad shchita. So we assume he's going to do a good shchita. That's what we said. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, then why don't you assume that what? That he'll check the knife himself, or I'll get a new knife. New knife. So the Gemara says that's already too much. That's too much of a tircha. And we don't assume that the guy is going to do that. And since it's too much of a tircha, we don't assume the svar of lo shavik inish a heter of achli suru. Because when it becomes a schlep, he's not willing to what? He's not willing to go through the schlep. That was the chiddush we pointed out. We had it on yesterday, the end of the year from the Chassam Sofer, that it's nasalo keheter. You know, when is it nasalo keheter? When it's lazy. When it's a schlep, he'll say, oh, it's not the end of the world. You know, he gives one of those philosophies, Hashem will forgive him, or he doesn't think it's so bad. You know, one of these things. But he's not a spiteful guy. He's a latayavon guy. That's what we said in the Gemara B'Therish. Okay. Then the Gemara quoted a brice on the last line of Dalam and Aleph to serve as a proof for Rava. And let's make sure we get the proof. The proof runs as follows. If you have a Jew that had chometz of you have a Jew that's been doing aveiros, and the Jew's been doing aveiros, and he does aveiros not in a spiteful way, he's a L'Tayavon guy, and I didn't elucidate this yesterday, so let's just try to get every nakuda. Why do you think this guy? How you doing, Dovi? Why do you think this guy did not get rid of his chametz? Why do you think that?
Expensive.
Exactly. Very good. Rashi already said it on Amud Beis on the top. The reason why he didn't get rid of his chametz is because why he thinks it's expensive. He's going to lose a lot of money. He bought a lot of loaves of bread, and the bottom line is he's going to what? He's going to lose a lot of cash. So again, it's not spiteful. It's L'Tayavon. He's a money lover. That's also L'Tayavon. I didn't stress that yesterday. Okay. So the Gemara says, basically, because of that philosophy, what does he do? He says, Pesach passed over. And he says, why should I be over in Israel v'ini chametz shel levav Pesach? Let me swap it with the Goy. The same cereal boxes of Cheerios the Goy has. Let's just swap them. And the Gemara says, as a bystander, an innocent bystander of a Jew, another Jew can buy chametz from this what? From this Jew, assuming that he made the swap. Mamish. And the Gemara says that we're assuming like who? Lo shavik heter v'achal isura. And we're assuming that the Tan is Rabbi Yehuda that writes chametz over lo v'pesach is what? What is chametz over lo v'pesach? The Yeraisa d'Rabban according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's an issue of the Yeraisa. And therefore we assume that what? Swapping is tantamount to what? Not eating, but in our case, shechting. Right? Shechting right in front of you does not have a lot of tircha to it. And that's what the Ramban and the Ritva speak out very beautifully. The Ritva, Dermasko, Parchinon, and Dalam and Af, the Ramban, and the Moral of Dermasko, Hadamrinon, they both speak this out. That shechita is tantamount to what? To swapping with the Goy of the Chametz. It doesn't take a lot of tircha. But if it takes a lot of tircha, namely what? Going to get the knife checked, or going to get the knife fixed, or going to get a new knife, what is that called, Natan? That is called Tirch Yaseira. And if that's called Tirch Yaseira, you got your Gemara there, Dovi? You got, because we're going to look inside the place inside. You got your Gemara? Yeah. You want to borrow my Gemara? You have it? Okay. So what do we see from here? Remember we said, okay, that you see from here clearly that if there's any extra element of Tircha, then forget about it. He's going to want, it translates into, you know, money is time, you know that svara, which makes sense. Anything that's going to be a Tircha, he's not willing to do. Okay? So therefore, that's the comparison in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, well, we have a beautiful Raya Rava, that what? Ochel v'teyavon is good for Shechita. As long as what? As long as it's not Tircha, you better give him a kosher knife. Yes, Sam, one sec. And then the Gemara rejected the Raya. Let's just go say out the three steps, then we'll get to Sam. What's the second step of the Gemara? How'd the Gemara reject the Raya? How'd the Gemara reject the Raya? The Gemara said it's not the Tana Rebbe Yehuda. Who's the Tana? Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon say? Chametz Shavuot Pesach is only what? It's only the Rabbanan. So since Chametz Shavuot Pesach is only the Rabbanan, maybe we're assuming Savik Rabbanan Lekula that he swapped it. But on a D'Oraisa issue, like what? Our issue of Shechita, why is our issue of Shechita D'Oraisa? Because eating in the veil is D'Oraisa. So our issue of that's D'Oraisa, who says that what can Raya on the Teyavon guy? So Gemara rejected the Raya. That's the second stage. What's the third stage? The Gemara reinstalls the Raya. It's a shlug up of the shlug up. The shlug up of the shlug up reinstalls the Raya. What was the shlug up of the shlug up? That the Tana could be Reb Shimon, and we're not assuming Suffolk the Rabbanu Lekula. And then on the D'Oraisa, we would have to Suffolk D'Oraisa L'Chumra. What are we assuming? What are we assuming? That the Tana still could be Reb Shimon, but what is definitive? Mipnei Shemachlifim Tana Shmuel. We assume definitively that the guy swapped it. And therefore, if we say the Svar of Lo Shavik Inish, Hetera of Achli Sura, by a Durabanan, certainly we can assume it by a what? If he's scared about eating a Durabanan, he's certainly going to be scared about eating a what? D'Oraisa. So at the end of the day, do we have a Raya for Rav or not? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes. And who's the Tana of the Braisa? Doesn't Tafka be Reb Yehuda? Could even be who? Could even be Reb Shimon. Excellent. That fits even better because we talk a Paschal like Reb Shimon. That's a Knas. And that's what I was telling Noah yesterday. Knas means Durabanan. Rabbanan make a Knas. That's what I don't know if I said that yesterday either.
Yeah.
When we say like Reb Shimon, that's a Knas, it means Durabanan. So at the end of the day, we want the Braisa to fit Reb Shimon because we talk a Paschal like Reb Shimon. So it fits very, very good. So that's the Maskanas of Gemara we got up to yesterday, and now we have this Klor, and then we pointed out a major Machlekes in Rishonim between Rashi against the Ram and the Ramban. Can the Machlif himself swap it? Other people buying from the Jew, that's no problem. That's Mutter. But can the Machlif himself swap or not? Good to see you, Joe. What, can the Machlif swap? Rafi, okay? Can the Machlif try to be Bizman, guys? Bizman. Okay, we don't want to try to miss, right? It's critical. The time is of the essence. So let me ask you, Lamaisa, the Machlif himself, what do we write on the board yesterday? Can you swap it or not, according to Rashi? No. Is it D'Oraisa and D'Rabbanan? We had a question. Most of you showed him saying Rashi is D'Rabbanan. We said if you read Rashi simply, maybe it's D'Oraisa. Okay. What do the Ram and the Ramban say? Is it Mutter for the Machlif himself to do it? Yes. Remember we had that Machlif we showed him? Very, very important. Okay? Fine. Now I'm going to set this up before we do the Tyson, before we start the Tyson side. There's one other Nakuda that we didn't mention. One sec, Sam. We're going to get to you right before we start the Tyson side. There's one other Nakuda we didn't mention yesterday, which is very critical. We're going to get to in Tyson. Is that Reb Yehuda, when he holds Chametz Shalav HaPesach D'Oraisa, what does that mean? It's D'Oraisa, not just if it's Jewish owned, but even if it's what Goyish owned. Correct. Please get that down in your notes. Somehow, according to Reb Yehuda, it's an Issur on the Chefsa. I don't care who owns it. If Chametz exists on Pesach and it was not nullified, it was not sold and destroyed, I don't care if it's owned by a Jew or a Goy, it's Mamish Asim D'Oraisa. That is Reb Yehuda the Tana Shita. Amazing. Really highlights that he holds it in Isra and the Chafsa. Even if it's owned by a Goy, Lamaisa, even if it's owned by a Goy, we're going to have a problem. Now, you guys know what you're going to ask me, but we're going to get to Sam first. I know what you're going to ask me, then how does the Gemara read, right? But first, let's go to Sam. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say?
Is there any, this guy that holds on to his Chametz over Pesach, is there anything else he could do besides for exchanging it afterwards?
He theoretically, he could eat it himself, but he wants to minimize his Isser, right?
Is there another way to minimize his Isser?
I mean, you could get rid of it and burn the whole thing. That's true, but he doesn't want to do that. And he wants to be able to eat his food, you know? So he can't eat his own food, so he'll swap the same churros that he had with the Goy. He theoretically could burn it, but he's not that big of a tzaddik, you know what I mean? So he wants to get something out of it. Okay, yeah, Noah, what do you say?
What do you mean by the issers on the Machlif?
The person is the Jew himself, the Over Aveira.
Yeah.
That guy himself, it's also for him to be Machlif the thing. He did it.
He did it so it works.
He did it. It works b'di'evit. But it's usher for him to do it l'chachila. Rashi claims.
Someone else to buy is totally mutter.
That's what Rashi said. So in his eyes, Lamaisa, what did he? Why did he think he was doing something good? Because he was lowering the isser. And we had four svaras yesterday why he was lowering the isser, which he definitely was. But the bottom line, Rashi holds, it's usher for him to do what he did. Now he pointed out Yesh Meforshim, who was the Ram and the Ramban, who said
is
that what?
Usher for him is it really lowering his isser, or is he just doing another isser now? He only had one isser before.
You're right. But he thinks Lamaisa, that he thinks, and it's true. It's not just he thinks. It's true. He's not eating the mamish chametz of Pesach. He's getting hana indirectly by swapping it with the goy. So there's no doubt that he's minimizing the isser.
But you're right.
He did add an isser by doing hachlofa. That is correct. You are right. It's a good hara. But the bottom line is that he thinks it's much more of an isser to eat that. Now, who did he quote the Yesh Meforshim? That the Ram and the Ramban held his mutter even for himself. He claims that's dead wrong. Why is that dead wrong, Natan? When he quoted the Yesh Meforshim, Rashi, and the Ram and the Ramban. Why did the Ram and the Ramban say it's mutter for the Machlif? So why did Rashi say that's wrong? Because that would give value to Chometz on Pesach. And that if a Zar eats a Kohen's Chometz on Pesach, what's the din? He doesn't have to pay him a penny. Why not? If Chometz has a value, what do you mean? The Kohen could have been Machlif it to someone. If the Ram and the Ramban are right. If the Ram and the Ramban are right, he could have been Machlif it. So Rashi says it's a Raya Brua that it's also for the Machlif. It has no value. Chometz has no value. Because if Chometz had a value, then it should be mutter for the Machlif to go ahead and do it. So you should have to pay him something. So it must be it's usher. So how do we get rid of that Raya?
You said the Kohen just won't do it.
We said that even though it's usher only l'chachila, that still makes it valueless. That is correct. That still makes it valueless, we said, because it's what usher l'chachila. And therefore, that's why you don't have to pay a penny. But b'di'evit, if you did it, it would be mutter. But the fact that it's usher l'chachila makes it valueless. So you don't have to pay a penny, because if you said you weren't mafsid the Kohen a thing, why were you not mafsid the Kohen a thing? Because as you said, Yehuda, very good, it's also l'chachila for him to what? For him to do it. So something that's also l'chachila makes it valueless. Even though at the end of the day when he sells it, it is mutter. Okay? That's a chiddush though. But that's a chiddush. That's what we said, l'maisa from who? From Tosfos, the Rashi, and the Ritva. So let's see the Tosfos inside now. Binyamin, you had a kasha?
Yeah.
Real quick, go ahead.
Maybe I misheard, but you said that it doesn't matter who owns the chametz.
Right, Rabbi Yehuda holds chametz shel Pesach is an issur d'oraisa, whether it's owned by a Jew or a goy.
So then, bigger question.
Yes.
Besides for that, we sell our chametz to goyim, and like so nowadays that doesn't really like.
But it's only usher for Jews. Goyim have no issur of chametz. Yeah, I thought you're going to say leaf neighbor.
So,
you're not over leaf neighbor. Goy doesn't have to observe chametz.
How are we able to buy our chametz back?
Because we sold it. I didn't own it. Chametz shavar lava Pesach. I'm not allowed, according to Yehuda, I'm not allowed, that's what Yehuda asked me in Seder. I'm not allowed to buy a goy's stuff that he owned throughout Pesach, according to Yehuda.
But if I sold it to him, then he owned it over Pesach, and then I buy it back, and now I'm going to eat it?
If you sold it to him,
it's his
over family. Pesach, yes.
So now,
we don't hold like Rebuta. That would be a problem.
Meaning
you're basically saying what Ben Yamin is saying is what you said in Seder, Yuda. Basically, according to Rebuta, you can't do Mechiras Chametz. No?
Yeah.
You're accomplishing a zero of Mechiras Chametz. Because what you do is you sell your Chametz to the Goy, right? Then the Goy was what? What did the Goy do? The Goy was Chametz all over on Pesach because the Goy owned it, right? And if a Goy owns it, it's a problem, right?
Can we say it's only Chametz Gomer?
I don't think so. I think we say, well, is the knas by Taruvus? Maybe not. But Chometz Gomer is a problem. So let me think about that. You guys are saying good. Let me think about it. At the end of the day, we hold like Rav Shimon. That Chometz Shel Pesach not by Goy is not a problem. Only according to Yehuda. But theoretically, Mechiras Chometz would not be good. You're right.
But it goes okay. Further than that because we say that flour is considered Chometz.
Well, we'll see. Let's see. Let's see.
Can't even afterward.
Let's see the Tosfos. Okay, let's see inside. Guys, let's see inside. Okay, we got it? Natan, read the Tosfos. Let's go. You got it? Dov, you got it there? Guys, look inside. We got a lot to see. Go ahead.
Mutter miyad mei shein reason.
Yes.
Perish. Mutter b'hana l'makro ol chilo l'polen ol yachavim ol yachavim.
So it's mutter b'hana to sell it or to feed to what? To your workers who are goyim or to your dogs. Those are the example of hana. Yes. Aval
Yisrael, Aser Bechila.
Pitan. So what's Rashi bothered by? What's Tosas bothered by, Rafi? What's the implied kasha? You want to tell me that he swaps the chametz with what? With the goy? I got a problem with that. It wasn't Cheerios. It wasn't just Cheerios. It was muffins. It was cookies. It was bread. We have to add that in, not just Cheerios. If it's bread, isn't there a problem with pasakum? How do you simply swap it? There's an issue of pasakum.
Can we just say it's paspalter?
Okay, we'll see. But what does Tosas gives an answer? This is all an implied kasha. You follow me, Sam? How can you swap it? Isn't that a problem with pasakum? So Tosas answers very beautifully. Please get it. Tosas says, in a chanami, it's asr b'achila. It's only mutter b'ana. When we said mutter in the Gemara, what did it mean? What did mutter in the Gemara mean? It only meant mutter what? Only meant mutter b'ana. That's plain and simple. It only meant mutter b'ana. Plain and simple, only meant mutter b'ana. And that's Tosas what? That's Tosas' answer. Very good. Okay, that's one answer. I'll tell you, it's not Pashup Shah in the Gemara. When I read the Gemara that it said what? Mutter, miad, you get the impression it's not just mutter b'ana, it's mutter even b'achila. But please get that down. That's Tosas' first answer. Okay? Next answer. Go ahead.
Inami.
Inami means the second answer. I think he gives a second answer because it's very bichidish to say mutter only meant what? Hana, and not achila. Simplest reason, the Gemara is mutter completely. That's what drove Tosas to say a second answer, I believe. Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. What does that mean, guys? A butzik.
Dough.
Meaning to say the isser of the takana pas akum is only on what? Real bread, not on dough. Get it down. So memela mutter means what? Mutter means bachila. Okay? Mutter means bachila.
It's only on real bread, not dough.
It's going on, no, it's going on dough. That's the answer. Mutter's talking about dough, Rabbeinu Tam says. Not baked bread. Pas akum was not on dough. Correct. Pas akum was not on dough. Okay? So Lamaisa, Rashi said, didn't Rashi say the word pas? Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Did Rashi say the word pas or not?
Yeah,
the apos. Where does Rashi say it?
First Rashi.
We're on Dalam and Alf, Dalam and Beis. What'd you say? Wait, where are you? On Dalam and Aleph?
Yeah.
Dalam
and
Beis. Dalam and Beis. Yeah,
Dalam
and Beis.
You don't have to wait the big time.
So you're thinking baked means bread, you mean?
You don't have to wait the big time.
I mean, do you guys think that baked means bread? I think you're right. I think you guys are making a great horror. It's hard to say that. One second. It's hard to say that. So I want you to get that down in your notes. So how are you going to answer? So I want you to get this down. And this is what Rabbi Kivager writes. Yehudi or Mechav and Rabbi Kivager. Let's assume, one sec, it's Jake. Let's assume you can't say Tos' second answer. Let's say you assume you can't say Tos' second answer. What is Tos' second answer? It's about dough, right? Rashi seemed to say it was baked already. So you know what the answer is? It's pas palter. It's pas from a baker.
Who says that?
That's what Rabbi Kivager writes in the Jewish Mechidish, Miksav Yad. And therefore, Lamaisa, it's a heter to buy chametz etzel a goa, etzel a mumar, but makom there's no, you don't have palta, you don't have palta Yisrael. Or you don't have palta Yisrael. Or even if you do have palta Yisrael, right? Or shetirich lafi ashita shetira afilu, but makom palta Yisrael matzui. So the Cheshek Shlomo says means it's impossible to what? It's impossible to bake from a pas palter immediately after you don't have enough time. The rest of the year we matter to buy from him b'makoshe and palter Yisrael. So the Cheshek Shlomo writes, miyadach or pesel biyotchi efshal haspik lefos. You don't have enough time to bake, so you want to have bread right after Pesach, so it's mutter to use from pas palter. So I want you guys to get this down. Rabbi Kivager and the Cheshek Shlomo say we're talking about pas palter, okay? But that's another way to get out of what? That's another way to get out of pas palter, and it's mutter b'ana and mutter what? And mutter what?
Bachilu.
That is correct. Yes, Rafi, go ahead.
If it was pas palter, would that be an Indian of waiting for how long it would take to bake the bread after you did?
So that's what he's saying. You don't have to wait, Lomaisa.
Because it's not the goy.
Yeah, no, it's Boch Yefshar Lahaspik Lafos Mutul Liknos Paspaltum Yakum. You know, we're talking about a situation where it's impossible to that amount of time to wait, so therefore you can buy it from the guy right off the bat. You don't have, you can assume you bought it from the, you can buy it from the goy, from the Jew. Speak. Lefos mutter. It's not enough time to bake, so it's mutter to buy the pas pater from the goy. That's what he's saying. Very good.
There's not enough time to bake.
Yeah, no, you want to buy it. It takes 2 hours, 3 hours of bread to bake bread. Remember we said yesterday, Rashi said, Avagad lo shakile lafos. So you go right from the pot. We assume that the Jew swapped the bread with the goy, but the goy had pas pater stuff. So it was got stuff he got from who? From a baker. Or maybe with the other, maybe the goy was a baker himself. Either or, it doesn't make a difference. Either he swapped it with a baker or the guy had baker bread. So Mimel, in that case, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be okay. All right? Yes, Jake.
Doesn't that shut up the first answer? Because if it was only dough, then wouldn't you have to wait the time that it would have taken him to bake? How could you have it right away if he only had dough? That he would have had to start baking it only after Pesach.
That's exactly the answer. That's what you took the words right out of my mouth when we get to right now. When you say dough, what are we talking about? Get this down in your notes. When you say dough, Sam, what are you talking about? You're not talking about Chametz Shalav HaPesach anymore. They needed it themselves after Pesach, the goy. The goy needed it himself after Pesach. That's the answer.
And then he traded that with the Chametz Shalav HaPesach.
Correct. Right. That is correct.
But then the Mamre Yisrael would have had to bake that dough.
No, he didn't. That's what I'm saying. The goy baked it. The Jew takes the in order to get dough, you need to knead it, right? Yeah. You have water and flour and you knead it. The goy kneaded it after Pesach. Then the Jew buys it from him and does his own baking. That's not a problem. But the Jew swaps and takes dough from the goy. But the goy made the dough only after what? Only after Pesach. Does everyone got what I was saying? This is a critical answer. The answer is solving a lot of things, the second answer. Solving Pasakum. But it's also solving the whole problem of Chametz Shalav HaPesach. Why? Because it's not what Chametz Shalav HaPesach. That's what he's going to say right now.
How could it be mutter miyad then?
Why not?
Because if the Jew has to bake it.
It's the amount of... No. We said it's the amount of time to take to knead it. So he bought mutter means, I don't know, what it takes 10 minutes to knead it. So 10 minutes after Pesach, you swap it with the goy, and those 10 minutes, our assumption is that the goy himself kneaded the dough in those 10 minutes.
So the bread that you're buying from the Mamre Yisrael is only dough that he got from the...
No, he might take that dough and bake it now himself. But it's not a problem of Chametz Shalav HaPesach, because why? It was dough that was kneaded after Pesach.
Right, so then if it would have taken him 2-3 hours to bake it, then how could it be mutter miyad? If the Mamre Yisrael
No, what does it say in the Gemara? It says in the Gemara, it says mutter miyad shehein machlifin, right?
Yeah.
Mutter miyad shehein machlifin. What is mutter miyad shehein machlifin?
The dough was only kneaded after Pesach, which means it had to be baked. So if the Mamre Yisrael has bread,
No, you could envision a case where he bought the dough. The Jew buys from the other Jew dough, or it didn't have. Rashi said it didn't have enough time to bake, right? All we care about is enough time to knead.
Okay.
So Lamaisa, when I'm the other Jew that buys it from the Jew, it could be I'm buying in the form of dough. Yes, absolutely. You don't have to say it was completely baked. In accordance with the Rashi says, you didn't have enough time to bake. You're saying very well. Exactly. But what you do with this, you skirt the whole problem of what? Of Pasakim. And number two, what else? Chametz Shalav HaPesach. You're assuming he swapped it. Swapped what? It wasn't bread with bread. It was bread with dough. And the goy's willing to do that because it's going to end up being bread anyway. So it's not Pasakim. Number one. And what else is it? It's not Chametz Shalav HaPesach. From the goy, from the because it was only dough. And when was the dough needed? After what? When was the dough needed?
After Pesach.
Exactly, Joe. So you don't have the problem with Chametz Shalav HaPesach either. Yes, Noah.
Could you read the Braisa in a way that mutter miyad means that it's mutter for him to exchange right away, not the way Rosh says that it's
no, let's say what it means. Isn't he quoting Rabbi Natan here? Is this quoting Rabbi Natan? Yes? Isn't the second answer Natan Rabbi Natan?
Yeah.
If I ask you, what does miyad mean? What did we learn yesterday? What does Rashi say miyad means? Even if you didn't have enough time to bake it, correct?
Right, but we said
what does Tosa say it means, B'Shem Rabbein Tam? You tell me. What does miyad mean? The shear of Lisha.
Right.
The amount to need. It has to be the amount to need. Halach l'maisa. And therefore, when the Gemara says, Mutter likach etz l'mumer batzeik, doesn't mean pas. Did it say the word pas in the Gemara? Yes or no? It didn't say, it said chamsan. Chamsan of the kochan means what? Means dough. Doesn't mean what? It's funny. It's chamsan shall over achara Pesach. Now, when you read that, what do you think that means? It means chamas that traversed through what? Pesach. Kona ben atama doesn't mean that. When was it made? After Pesach, literally. When you read the phrase, it means after Pesach, literally. So what emerges so far is two shitas, what mutter means. Rashi said mutter, even if it wasn't shah kedei lefos. Tosis says, is mutter have to pass at least the shear of lisha? And when the word, when it says achar Pesach, it means batzik. That's the chiddush we want to suggest.
Rabbi, what,
yes, go ahead.
What I want to say is that from the Rashi we did before is that
yes.
Where I asked you, he's still adding on an iser by doing machlipin.
Yes.
So I want to say, can you read it? The Brisa as saying that mutter miyad is that he's allowed to do machlipin without violating another iser?
No, because Rashi says that's wrong. Rashi says there is an iser. Mutter miyad means in neshim machlifin.
That means hana, right?
No, mutter miyad means that it's mutter immediately afterwards. But that doesn't mean what he did was mutter.
That's mutter behana, or that's mutter.
It's mutter bachila. Well, that's the 2 days in Tosis. First day it says hana, second day it says bachila. Rashi's mutter bachila. No, Rashi said lechol beferish, right?
That's how we bring in the Rabbi Kiva Eger that says.
Bachila. Right, mutter. It's mutter for him to eat lemais, at least on a b'di'evit level. But for him to swap it, there's a side iser that Rashi's saying. You understand what I'm saying? Mutter miyad is not speaking to what? Otherwise, Rashi would be against the Gemara. There's a side iser of the machla to do what he did. Mutter miyad she machlivi means.
Rashi's gone against the Gemara before.
No, Rashi. You can never. No Risha can go against the Gemara. Rashi just pointed out there's a side iser of the guy himself doing that. But like you said, he's minimizing, but he still did an iser. But when it says mutter miyad she machlivi, it means b'di'evit. Okay? Yes, yes, Binyamin. Go ahead.
Flowers also considered to be chametz. So why can't we just say miyad means mamish miyad, and he's just giving him flour in place?
But it's a chemsun, so that's what we want to say. Wait, it needs to be physically chametz. So we want to say.
Is flour not
chametz? Depends what the flour is. Depends what level of it is, lomites. But we want to say something if it's chametz, could have said it. But we want to say something that's clear, lomites, that can be developed into bread.
Can we also say that on Pesach, a Jew turned on the oven for the goy, and the goy made the bread. So it's considered to be pas Yisrael. It's not pas Akum, but he did. But the Jew did not own the bread. So then you have full blown bread that is
okay.
Pas Yisrael.
Problem is though the shear is kedei lisha, not kedei lafos. According to Rabbi Tam.
So you can have it that's mamish.
I understand, but it says miyad, and if you have to wait a few hours of baking, it doesn't fit in well.
You don't have to because if the Jew turns on the oven on Pesach, meaning
then it's chametz.
But why do we care about chametz? We don't hold
because we're trying to avoid the problem. Right now, we're going to see the next line of chametz shel rav Pesach according to Rabbi Yudah. We'll see that right now.
But then, so then the flour that the goy has on Pesach, why is that not considered chametz rav Pesach?
We want to avoid having chametz on Pesach. That's what we want to do.
Right.
Let's see the next few lines of text. You'll see. Okay, go ahead, Natan. Look inside. Let's see. Guys, look inside. Vahashta, now that we said this answer, go ahead. Guys, look inside. Now it's good. The low tiksha hechisavrua, the asik of Yehuda. Now it's good that you shouldn't ask a kash. How can we say like Reb Yudah? Go ahead. Now you got a big problem. If Reb Yudah holds chametz shel Pesach is asher ba'ana, then in a chanami. Then how could the Gemara give an answer? It's like Reb Yudah. How does that help you? You swap it with the goy. The goy is also asher that stuff. So what does the Jew accomplish by swapping? He swaps his own stuff with something that's also asher. So how does that help, Rafi? So what's the answer, Ella?
Ella Batzik, I read.
Oh, when was it made? It was made after Pesach. And maybe in a Hanami Binyamin, it could have said flour. Batzik is the same thing, but it was done after Pesach. Otherwise, if it was done during Pesach, you haven't gained anything. What is he swapping? Swapping something that's Asabana as well. So this second answer saves that. The first answer doesn't save it. That's why the second answer saves it. It's another reason why he gave the second answer. First is talking about a case of what it was bread, and it's only mutter ba'ana. Only mutter ba'ana, how does that help you? That's why the second answer is very critical. Please get it down. Critical answer. Okay? This is what Rabbi Natan says. Go ahead. There it is. I underlined that 50 times. You mechalfei bebetzik ovicham shaloshu achar pesach. If bichlal was not over a pesach, it's mutter lekol hadayis. Go ahead. What does mutter mean?
Mutter miyab. The kamar hainu kashir lisha.
Beautiful. So what is that? I don't know what it takes. 10 minutes, 15 minutes to knead, and you're saying good binyamin. Could have said flour as well. Butzik the same thing. Assuming that flour, but it was not on pesach. You made your flour after pesach. And even if it's chametz, fine, but it's after Pesach.
So it was ground after Pesach.
Whatever it is, any example of chametz that's not bread. There's no pasakim on flour. No pasakim on batzik. So please get this down. There's a machlokes, the marsha, and the maram, what the Rabbeinu Tam means. Please get this down. I gave you yesterday the mar makamos. I didn't give you today. Please get it. Benji, please. The marsha writes the following. The marsha writes, we are the ksherim. We're buying from the shagets, the yid, over at Avera Butzik. So it's enough to what? The shir lisha alone is enough. You follow me? We're buying from a yid is over at Avera. Okay? Why are we allowed to buy from the yid over at Avera? As long as you wait the amount of time of what? Shir what? Shir lisha. Excellent. Comes along the Ma'aram. Says no. He says you could also buy from him baked bread. Wow. Because we assume that what? We assume that he used the dough of the goy. That he needed after Pesach. And not only did they need it now, it's needed already when the goy, but now he baked it. And the Maharam says, we're not literally talking that he took dough, because if that would be the case, halacha lemaisa, if that would be the case, you wouldn't have to be toiler that he was machlif with the goy, because if we would need ourselves after Pesach, it would be mutter. Because for sure this Jew is not such a horrible guy that he's going to need on Pesach itself, and you're not going to need Kodem Pesach, because there's no way that dough is going to sit out for 2 weeks. Or sit out for 8 days. There's no way that's going to happen. He's not going to do it on Pesach itself. So I want you to get this down. So I'm going to place the Maharam and who else? The Maharam and the Marshoa. Do we interpret those literally? The Marshoa says it means dough. Mamish. Mamish dough. What does the Maharam say? It means no. I can buy from the Jew what? Even bread. I can buy from the Jew even bread. What's the pshat? Because if it's just kneading, why can't you just assume that the Jew himself needed it after Pesach? He never would knead on Pesach. You know, wasn't kneaded before and lasted 8 days. So he wants to tine it. Halach l'maisa says the Maharam, they were told that you were machlif chemson, the batzik shall goy, and then they go ahead and they bake it. So we assume l'maisa, you don't have to be told chlifim agoy, because the batzik themselves they could have done. So therefore it comes out that l'maisa, the Maharam says, even what? It's mutter to take even pasafuya, even bread baked. So the Maharam asks on himself, if it's over the shear of Lishav Afiya, Lamai said, why aren't we toilish the Yisrael did it himself after Pesach? Why are we always assuming the what? Why can't you assume that the Jew did it himself? Why do you have to assume that the Goy did it? That the Goy did it, Lamai said. Why do you have to bring in the Goy at all? Just assume assume the Jew did it himself. After Pesach. So I want you to get this answer. He says, because we're choshish that the Jew that's an over Avera, yes? We're not toile that he's going to give what? We're not going to talk, what's the whole heter of our Gemara? What's it based on? That he's not going to leave after Pesach, any chomet shol of Pesach, and he's going to swap everything with the goy. The whole base of the heter swapping with the goy. It's not what he's going to do himself. And therefore, we're allowed to take from him. You understand what I'm saying? The whole basis of the heter is what? Is swapping with a goy. So we stick with that heter. We don't assume he baked in himself afterwards. You know why? Because we're choshes that what? He's not such a big tzaddik. What is the whole basis of this heter of the Gemara, Rafi? We're holding where? After Pesach. Yes, Aryeh? We're holding after Pesach. So since we're holding after Pesach, we're saying he's not going to what? He's not going to do an Isser of eating Chomer Shalom of Pesach. But does that mean he's going to observe what? Does that mean that what? He's going to bake his own bread after Pesach? That might be too much of a tircha. We're not assuming he's going to bake his own bread to get out of it. So the Maharam answers, we always need the goy. We need the swapping with the goy. You cannot assume that he himself what? We cannot assume that he himself would what need himself after Pesach. We don't assume like that. Because we're choshish that the over Aveira is at Chomet Shov of Pesach. So therefore we're not aim mitlo shadavka lanu yitain. He's going to give all the needed stuff after Pesach. He doesn't care, Lamaisa, about getting rid of his chametz. He just doesn't want to eat it himself. But for him to bake new stuff, Lamaisa, that we don't want, that we don't assume. We assume, we can only assume he's going to swap with the goy. That's what we assume, halacha Lamaisa. Okay, so please get this down. Okay, one sec, Jake. So the Sam Sofer points out, please get it. If you look up the Rabbeinu Tam, what Sefer did the Rabbeinu Tam write himself? It's called the Sefer HaYasher, separate Sefer. If you look it up, it's in the Tshuva Simen Samach Gimel Oz Beis. He says the mutter is only bebotzek. Sam Sofer says, I'm sorry. If I have to decide between the Marsha and the Maram, who am I going to decide like? The Marsha. Because if I look up Rabbeinu Tam myself inside, what does Rabbeinu Tam write? Sefer Yasher. He says what? Butzik. So I interpret butzik literally, not bread, like the Maram wanted to say. Okay, and you see the Rabbeinu Tam was bothered by the Maram's Taina. What was the Maram's Taina? What was the Maram's Taina? The Maram said, I don't understand. If it's a Shir Lisha, why can't you assume the Jew did it himself? I want you to get this. You know what he says the case is? Because we saw this Jew after Pesach. This Jew after Pesach going in and out, he had no time to knead. We know for sure it wasn't him. We know for sure. Halacha l'maisa. And therefore, what we're concerned is that what? Did he swap it with the goy or not? Halacha l'maisa. And we assume yes, and it became chametz right now after Pesach. And therefore, we can assume he swapped it. So that's the pshat. I want you to get it down. You have the Marsha Maram. Do you interpret the Tosis Natan literally? Does it mean Batsik Mamish? That's Marsha. Maram says, no, it means what? He baked it as well, right? But then the Maram's bothered, so why can't you assume that you did it? Why do you have to come out to a goy at all? So the Maram answers, because the whole Heter is based on what? Based on giving it to a goy. The Jew himself is not going to observe Chametz Shalom HaPesach itself to the degree that he's going to bake it himself. That's too much, too fancy, Lamaisa. That's too much of a tircha to bake. He just wants to swap it. So you know what? The Chassam Sofer says, I looked up the Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar himself, and who do I side like? The Marsha. Because he writes the word butsik. Aye, what about the Maram? Why don't you say the case is a Jew? What's the answer? The Jew's going in and out after Pesach. He didn't have time to knead it. So you know for sure it had to be assumption that he swapped it with the goy, and then the goy gave him the dough, and that's it, done. Okay? That's the chiddush I want to bring out. Yes, Jake, go ahead, real quick.
I still don't understand what the chashash of the Maram is, that he didn't bake it himself.
No, the Maram is just concerned, why does the whole Gemara have to say it's based on what? It's based on that he swaps it with a goy, and that's why it's mutter. Why can't you say the Jew himself just baked it after Pesach? So he answers that by saying that that's basically too much of a tircha. It's much easier just to swap what you have with the goy, and that's it. And no, he's not such a great tzaddik that he's going to what? Oh, I don't want to touch any of my food. I'll bake it myself. To swap it is one thing. Exactly. Yeah, he's going to swap it with the goy. He's not going to go ahead and bake it himself. That's his answer. That his answer is in the whole base based on that. So the Chassam Sofer points out, look at the Sefer Yashar. The case was that the Jew's walking in and out. He said, I don't know, that businessman. He's very busy. And he didn't have time to need it right afterwards. So that's why you have to come on to the goy. So that's why we're going to interpret like, that's why he says the Mara, the Chassam Sofer says the Marsha is right, not the Maram. Okay? In interpretation, this would have been a time.
So then, according to the Maram, we would need Shira Afia, besides for the Shira.
Yes. I mean, according to the Maram, you should have a Shir like that as well, you're saying. Yes. Yes, that Kevin Shomer Shir Afia. There's according to the Maram, why aren't you worried about that, Lamaisa? I mean, you should have a Shir Afia too. That's what it would seem to come out if you're going to say like that. That's correct. I would agree with you. Yes, you're going to have a Shir Afia as well. So that's why he's bothered by it. So then, why aren't you just cautious that the Jew did it himself? You follow me? I mean, if you're going to wait for Shir Lishan Afia, why can't you just assume the Jew would do it himself? You know what I mean? So that's basically his kasha. But you're making a good horror. Yes. According to the Maharam, it's going to be Shir Lisha Vafiyah. See, I mean, Tosa didn't say anything about the Shir. You know, he just said what? He just said a Butzik. You know what I mean? He didn't say anything about the Pashup Shats like the Shir Lisha, like the Marsha. But that's what the Maharam interprets. Okay, we got this so far? Okay. Yes, real quick, Binyamin. This is all within the framework of Reb Yehuda. Correct. Well said. The Reb Yehuda holds a Chametz Shalom Pesach. Remember, I thought to myself, you bring up a good Nekuda. What's the first answer going to do with this? First answer, say it's like Reb Shimon, the Maskanas Gomara. You know what I mean? First answer, just say it's like Reb Shimon. You don't have to say it's like Reb Yehuda. How? We're passing like it. But within, the second answer says, let's make it good even according to Reb Yehuda, which was the first stage of the Gomara. And the first stage of the Gomara will say that it's Batzik. See, the first answer of the Gemara will say what? First answer of the Tais will say, we're talking about real bread. That could be even according to Reb Shimon. But in a Chanami, maybe the first answer will say, well, when you said it was like Rabbi Yehuda, we'll say it's a batzik. Maybe that's the difference between the first two answers, between the two answers of the Gemara. You understand what I'm saying? What were the two answers of the Gemara? Is a Tana Rabbi Yehuda? And in the end, the Tana is even Rabbi Shimon. Yes? So if it's Rabbi Shimon, it could be Mamish bread. No. What does Mutter mean? Hana, like the first answer. What happens if you hold like what? What happens if you hold like the Yehuda Lamaisa, which is the first answer of the Gemara? You're going to have to say it's Batzik, right? What I'm saying, Ari, is that the first answer of Taisus could jive with the answer, second answer of the Gemara, that it's a corner of Shimon. So your corner of Shimon, you could say it's bread. You're just going to have to say Mutter means what? Natan, what does Mutter mean? Hana, right? Mutter means Hana. Because of Paspak, what?
That was Tosa's answer.
That's Tosa's answer. But what I'm saying to you is that in the Maskanas of Gemara, there are two answers. In the Maskanas of Gemara, we're going like who? Rav Shimon. Tosa says, what do we benefit with the second answer that can fit even a corner of Yehuda? But the Gemara didn't say it was a corner of Yehuda. It only said in the first answer. So I'm saying the second answer benefits us that we could say that even the first answer goes well. You know what I'm saying? But we said, I'm thinking to myself, how's the first answer going to solve that problem? You know what the first answer of Tosa will say? In a Chanami. The first answer of Tosa will say the first answer of the Gemara when it said Rabbi Yehuda was talking about a dough. But when the Gemara brings in Rav Shimon, it could even be talking about what? Bread. You understand what I'm saying? You got to jive the two answers of Tosa with the Gemara. The two answers in the Gemara and the two answers in Tosa. You understand what I'm saying? How do you jive the two answers of Tosa with the two answers in the Gemara? When I say two answers of the Gemara, who's the Tana in the first answer of the Gemara? Rabbi Yehuda. Yes? If it's Rabbi Yehuda, Chamat Shalom Bezah by Goy is Asa D'Yoraisa. How do you solve that problem, Aryeh? Talking about what? Batzik. After Pesach. So the second answer's bonus is when it's Batzik. That's the whole Gemara. It's Batzik from lock, stock, and barrel. The whole Gemara is even according to Shimon, it's dough, and even according when the Gemara sends the first answer is Rabbi Yehuda, it's also dough. And that solves the problem of Rabbi Yehuda. I'm thinking to myself, according to the first answer of Tosis, what did the first answer of Tosis say it's talking about? Bread, no? Didn't it say it's talking about bread? Yes? It says it's talking about bread. How are you going to solve the problem of that Reb Yehuda holds Chamat Shalom Bessel Begoy is Asa D'Yoraisa, even Bahana? Arya, how do you solve that problem if the first answer tells us? So what are you going to say? Again, Tosus brought up this Nakuda after he said the second answer. What was the second answer of Tosus? We're talking about a dough. What is the bonus of the second answer of Tosus? Sam? That what? It solves that even Chamat Shalom Lepes of Agoy, which Rav Yehuda says is Asa D'Yoraisa, Bahana, still will be okay because we're talking about it was after Pesach. It was dough, yes? Yes? Solves something in the Gemara. Well, the first answer also has to read the Gemara. How does the first answer tell us to read our Gemara? What would you say? Can't read the Gemara. What did you say? First answer of the Gemara was not Rav Shimon, it was Rav Yehuda. That's what I'm asking you. The first answer, so are you saying to me, the first answer to us is going like the second answer of the Gemara. Yes, that's what you'll tell me. I'm saying you're right, but I'm saying even more than that. The first answer to us would say, when the Gemara said the first answer, it was talking about what? Dough! When the Gemara gives the second answer, what's it talking about? Even what?
Bread.
Even bread. And when the Gemara says mutter, what does mutter mean? What does mutter mean? Bahana, not what?
Bahila.
Not bahila. Does everyone hear what I just said? It's very important. Very sharp we have to. So you have to plug in the two. Again, let's say it again. I want you guys to cop this. Okay? Tosus asked the kasha. What was the kasha, Natan?
Kasha was...
How do you just simply swap from the goy and eat the goy's bread? There's pasakim, it's usher. Yes? What's Tosus' first answer? In a Chanami, you can't eat it. It's only mutter what?
Pana.
Correct. What's Tosa's second answer?
That
it's dough. It's dough. What does dough mean? It was needed when?
After
Pesach. You have no problem with Chamashol about Pesach. What is the bonus of the second answer? That when, the, what's that, that's number one. What's the second bonus? That Reb Yehuda holds that Chamashol about Pesach, even us, if it was owned by who? A goy. So what did it help swapping? Would it help swapping with the goy, remember?
Yeah.
How does that help you? When you swap it with the goy, it's still also what the goy had. Right? Remember Rabbi Yudashita? Rabbi Yudol Tzchamach Shalom HaPesach, even by goy's usher. So what does the swapping help? So what does Tosus answer? What's the answer, Jake? It's dough. When was it what baked? After Pesach, so you have no problem. So I'm asking you, if you hold like the first answer that it was mamish bread, how do you solve that problem that Reb Yudah says that bread of a goy, chametz of Pesach, is usher? So you have to say that the first answer of the Gemara would say what?
No.
That it's going like the second answer of the Gemara, which was like was Reb Shimon. Or you could say that what? The first answer of Tos would say, I'm commenting according to the Maskanas of the Gemara, the second answer. In Echanami, the first answer might be what? Might be dough. First answer was saying that it was like Reb Yudah. So you might have to say it's dough. But when the Gemara gives the second answer, it's saying it doesn't have to be dough. It could even be what?
Bread.
And what does the second answer to Tosfos say? It's always what? It's always dough.
So this first answer could either mean bread or dough, but the second answer always means dough.
The first answer of Tosfos will say that the first answer of the Gemara could be is talking about dough. The first answer, which said black on white, was talking about dough. He only commented on that what? What was his answer to the Gemara? First answer, what was the first answer to Tosfos? What's the first answer to Tosfos? It's talking about bread, though, right? Talking about bread. Is that correct? So that's going to be only according to who? That's going to be only according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the second answer of the Gemara, yes? But the first answer said it's Reb Yehuda. So how's the first answer going to square? It's against the Gemara. What's the answer? The first answer would say what? I was only commenting on the second answer. It's talking about, though, correct. When the second answer comes into play in the Gemara, it shifts to what? Even bread. But it's only talking about Hana, not Achila. And how does the second answer tell us to say? Lock, stock, and barrel. The whole Gemara is talking about what? Dough. First answer, second answer, no problem.
So if you want to make it work with Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say that the first answer is talking about bread and the second answer is talking about dough. Right?
No. If you want to make it a corner of Yehuda, which is the first answer of the Gemara, you must say it's dough. You have to say it's dough. Otherwise, you get stuck with it being an Isser D'Oraisa.
It's only according to
Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. Yes. Corner of Yehuda, it's an Isser D'Oraisa. Only a corner of Yehuda. So how does it help to swap? So you're forced to say it's talking about dough, which was done after Pesach. I'm just saying the first answer of the Tosos is going to have to say that if he wants to read the first answer of the Gemara. Because he's commenting only according to Reb Shimon, which was the second answer of the Gemara. You're my Ha'ara? You have to say that. That according to the first answer of the Gemara, when you bring in Reb Yehuda, which is the first answer of the Gemara, you better bet your bottom dollar we're talking about dough. Because if you're not talking about dough, it's an Issa D'Oraisa, according to Reb Yehuda, when it's owned by a goy.
Rabbi Shimon, we're definitely talking about dough, always.
According to Reb Shimon, you could even be talking about what? Bread. You could even be talking about bread. Let's go over it again. Yeah, no problem. Reb Yehuda is the one who holds Chametz Cholel HaPesach, is it what? Is an Issa D'Oraisa. Not only he holds an Issa D'Oraisa, he holds an Issa D'Oraisa even if it's owned by who?
Okay.
Owned by a goy. How'd you read the Gemara then? How does the first answer hold any water? Dovi. You want to use my Gemara?
I have.
Okay. First answer. I'm just saying, if it's distracting you, I want you to use Gemara. That's what I'm saying. Scott's on it. You understand what I'm saying? How does the Gemara first answer hold any water? What's the answer? How can I swap it with a goy? No problem. Why can I swap it with a goy? It's still considered to be mutter. Because why? Comes from a Bezid Yeraisa, but it's mutter. But it's a goy. So I swapped it, it's considered to be mutter. Is that correct? Lo shavek ater of achli surah. And therefore it's mutter. No problem, achlifin. Definitive. 1 second. Reb Yudol Tzchama Shalom HaPesach owned by a goy is usher D'Oraisa anyway. So what have you accomplished in your swap? That's a slam dunk kasha. How do you read the Gemara? What's the answer?
It's dough, not bread.
It's dough, correct. So what I'm saying to you, when the second answer of Tosfos says is dough, he's plugging that into the Gemara. Yes, that it's dough. Now, what about when the Gemara gives the second answer? What's the second answer?
Reb Shimon.
When you say Reb Shimon, it's possible to say what?
That's
the Rabbanon. It is the Rabbanon. It's definitely the Rabbanon according to Reb Shimon, but you could also say what? It was made mamish bread. Because why?
Because he holds
that what? It's much less of an Isser in his own eyes to swap it, right? So therefore, Lamaisa, according to Reb Shimon, you're not forced to say that it was what? You're not forced to say it was dough, according to Reb Shimon. The only way you're forced to say it was dough is because why? Because of the problem of pasakum. You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, when Tosfos gives his second answer of dough, it's dough from within and without. First answer and the second answer. No pun on words, okay? The first answer, second answer, hold it dough. Because you got to get it out of the problem of pasakum. But what am I pointing out, though, according to first answer Tosos? What's the first answer Tosos?
That it's
it's bread, but it's aser ba'ana. It's aser ba'achilu mutar ba'ana. How does he read the what? How did he read the first answer of the Gemara? If it's still bread, you got a problem. No, the first answer was Rebbe Yehuda. So you're going to have to say it. That's what I want. That's my chiddush. That according to the first answer of Tosos, he was commenting only on what? On the second answer of the Gemara, that was according to Reb Shimon. He's going to have to agree that what? That the first answer is dough as well. Otherwise, he's going to get major league stuck. Okay?
So the first answer
was commenting on this Maskanas Gemara.
But would agree with the second answer of Tosos
for the first answer of the Gemara. Well said. Exactly. Well said. Very precise. Okay? The first answer of the Gemara will agree that it has to be talking about dough for the first answer of the Gemara. And he was commenting only on the second answer of the Gemara. Clear? Okay. Let's move on now. Next line in Tosos. We got to move. We're behind. Go ahead. What do you got here? Who's reading Lamaisa? Natan, let's go. Go ahead. Next subtopic in Tosos. Here we go. Good guy. This is how you learn it up. Go ahead. What does Shemarvichin mean?
Prophet.
Yes. Rashi says the guy profits. He thinks he's Marviach. Profits spiritually. He thinks he's minimizing the Isser. The Lididon, Miyashari. How? Go ahead. For us, it's Mutter. Why? Exactly. The chametz does not go on to what? The thing you swapped it.
The doctor Lididay Aser.
Only Lididay. Who's Lididay? The Machlif himself, the Yid that's over Averis. It's also for him to swap. Go ahead. Because it came because of the chametz bePesach. So he indirectly is getting Hana from his chametz that was Aval of a Pesach. So for him, it's Aser. Go ahead. Meaning what?
He also should benefit.
Venera Shemarvichin Nami Legabi Didu. What does that mean in the Shemarvichin Nami Lididu? Right? For us, what did Rashi mean when he said, read again Masha Pirish Bekuntris?
Masha Pirish Bekuntris, Shemarvichin Adlidan Miyashari.
What does that mean? Who's profiting? Who's benefiting?
We are
benefiting. We are benefiting. Because we can what? We can go ahead, we're the Ksherim, we can buy it from the Machlif. Because it's not Tofes. Only for him it's Usher. Oh, Venera, but he says again, Venera, not only are we benefiting, go ahead, Venera. What does Didu mean here? Guys, write it down in your notes. What does the word Didu mean? Over the Avera. It means they are also profiting the Over Avera, the guy who's not from. I mean, the guy who's the Mumra Latiafa.
But he's allowed
in Hana. Let's see what he says. Venera, what?
Venera, Shavicha, Namel, Gabi, Didu.
What is he marviach? He's marviach because he thinks he's doing a lesser of an isser. Yes? How is he marviach? Because he thinks he's doing lesser of an isser. In what sense? Because he's swapping it with the goys. So he's not eating his own. So therefore what? By the fact that the chomet shon atzmo shalva bezavi isser the yiraisa, which is according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chalifin is only asser mid rabbanan. So therefore, Lamaise, he thinks that he's ben marviach. So who's ben marviach here? We're marviach because we can buy it. It's mutal legamri. He's marviach because he lowered it from being a deraisa to a what? To a derabanan. He lowered it from being a deraisa to being a derabanan by swapping it. Okay, fine.
Does that count as a no?
What'd you say?
Does that count as a no?
It is. It does count as a no. He did something wrong. Indirect. That's why he did something wrong. It's usser. But he was marviach. He lowered the usser from being what? He lowered the issue. Shenas legoi chametz asim in atayra, because shenas legoi chametz asim in atayra. He gave him chametz as asim in atayra, and he only accepted something that's only asim in rabbanan. Corner abudits in the city raisa. So corner abudits in the city raisa. So lamaisa, you have what? You have this concept lamaisa, and therefore what? Therefore you see it's only asim in rabbanan. Go ahead. How do you prove this?
Commotion perish by countries by one azar of haravirishmal.
What's kicherimu? It's talking about avodah zara. Vidarish.
Who lamute arla v'klay parent?
Sha'af heim. Go ahead. They themselves. What happens? You have oral or kiloy kerem. You guys know what oral is? First 3 years of a fruit tree is usher. Kiloy kerem. You mix a field next to a grape. It's usher ba'anah. Both those things. What happens? You sell them for cash. and you can bekadosh a woman with it. Is it good? Yes. Go ahead. Oh, Perish Bekutris. Okay, let's get this. Rashi proves it. Tosas proves from here that there's an Isser Midrabanan for the Machlif. What's the case? What's the case? Let's say you have Oral and Kilai Kerem. What's the din? What's the din if you have Oral and Kilai Kerem? If you sell them, what's Halacha? What's the din if you sell them? What's Halacha? It's Aser. It's Aser to sell them. What happens if you take the money from a Kaddish woman? It's good. It works. Dafka B'Kiddushisha works. So this is what I want you guys to get down. The Raya for Rashi is, it's an interesting Raya, Lamaisa, but the Raya for Rashi is that Halach Lamaisa, we assume that what? It might be also the Chachilu, the B'Dievet, it's good Kiddushin. Okay? B'Dievet, it's a good Kiddushin. So since B'Dievet, it's a good Kiddushin, you see that what? It's also the Chachilu, the B'Dievet, it's good. Why is it good, Halach Lamaisa? We're going to see why in the Taisus. Let's say it outside. Why is it good for a woman? For Kiddush Isha? Because of Puravu. We want to be able to have this guy get married and have kids. So therefore we say by Kiddush it's good. By everywhere else it's what? It's also B'dievet. So for the Machlif it's Aser to do it even B'dievet. But it is Mutter for what? Mutter for Kiddush Isha for two reasons. One for Puravu, and the other one is not recognizable. The Hana you get in the marriage is esoteric. It's not tangible. It's intangible. So because it's intangible, it's considered to be good. Okay? Yes, Jake?
Are you using that money as mutter or it's chal for the kedushin?
It's good for the kedushin, b'di'evin.
It's mutter b'di'evin?
It's mutter b'di'evin. Yeah, b'di'evin means it's chal. It's chal. You're not allowed to do it. It's also the chachiva. B'di'evin, if you did it, it's good. Everything else b'di'evin is bad. Everything else is bad. Orla, kiloi, karen, b'di'evin is bad. Only for Kiddushin is it considered to be good. Go ahead. Venera. Go ahead. Venera Shapashalo. Go ahead. Venera Shapashalo. Go ahead.
Venera Shapashalo Rashi. The Asr Mirabam Mitan to Perish Tan. The MK, Masina Daman Lachamas of Pesach.
Otherwise, if it wouldn't be Asr Mirabam, there'd be a value for Chamas of Pesach. Why would you completely be Potter? Because it wasn't Mechasarim at all. But if it has a value, you should have to pay. It must be it has no value. Go ahead.
So,
it's not a diuk. It's what we said. Go ahead. Dafilu. Even if the money is mutter when you sell it, mikomakom. Since it's asr lechachil, it's valueless. Since it's asr lechachil, it's valueless. That's what we said outside. Remember that? So Tos rejected the Raya of Rashi. So when Rashi sticks to his guns, that the machlev it's asr. Go ahead. Now he continues with them. Miu. Still asr min rabbanan to what? To do this. To be machlif. Go ahead. Let's say you asr a guy fruit. You say to Mr. X, I don't want your fruit. This fruit is asr bana. This fruit is asr bana. What about if he swaps the fruit in something else? Is the swapping thing mutter? Come on, ask the shayla. Go ahead. Tashma.
Tashma.
Mechulei.
Machron mekidush b'meiam mekudeshes.
Shema mina.
The chalipa is surana mitarif.
You see that chalipa is surana is what is mutter. Yeah. Go ahead. And the Gemara slugs it up. V'dachi.
V'dachi. Dilma lechilahu.
Hadiyevid. Yeah. Read again. V'dachi. Read again. V'dachi.
Dilma lechilahu dilo.
Gemara slugs it up. Lechilahu dilo. Hadiyevid avid. Meaning that what? Lechachila is what? It's aser, but b'dievet it's good, the Kiddushin. Why? Because the Issa is on the Chalipin. Yes? But Kiddushin is considered to be good. Halach l'maisa. So you see b'feirish that what? That there's an Issa on the Machlif, but it's only Lechachila. Yes? It's only Lechachila. Yeah, they didn't aser b'dievet. What happens if I sell regular Orla? That's definitely what? I'm not allowed to be Machlif. Go ahead. Umiyu. So why did they ask for the Kiddushin? Why is the Kiddushin good b'di'evin? Oh, because we want him to be able to get married and have kids. Go ahead. What does that mean? What do we only ask for midrabanan? Only things that are unrecognizable that are concretized, like fruit and kalim. But hana, that comes from the Kiddushin, that's not Nikaris. It's not visible. So this is not, it's esoteric, correct. It's not, it's intangible. So therefore they didn't make the Isser. And therefore B'dieved it's chal. Is it also l'chachila to do? Yes. B'dieved is kedusha good? Yes. What happens if I sell Orla though? Is it also, can I be machlif Orla? Can I do it? No, I can't. And it's also b'dieved l'maisa. What do you mean it's also b'dieved? What does that mean that it's also b'dieved? Okay. What does that mean it's considered to be also b'dieved? It means it's not chal l'maisa? Does that mean it's not chal? Is that the pshat l'maisa that it's not chal? Is that what it means? L'maisa, I'm not allowed. It's also for the dumb and l'machlif. L'machlif can never use it, ever. Can never use the cash, ever. Can never use that cash. What are you talking about? I thought it's only by Hanah, Shvis, and what? Shvis, Ekdash, and what? That's by everybody. But there's an issue on the machlif on everything else. Please get this down. What is Rashi Shita? What is Rashi Shita? Arye, the machlif is usher in every Yisra Hanah. Everyone else is only Avodah Zarah. What else? Shvis and Hekdash. But Rashi, the machlif is usher for everything. Except for Kedushin. According to Kedushin, B'dieved, it's good. Why? Because of Puruvu or because what? It's not tangible. It's not tangible. Now I want you to get this. Please get this down. The Rosh in Kedushin, Perek Bey, Simon Lamed Aleph, I gave this to you. Perek Bey, Simon Lamed Aleph, says, I don't understand. Why do you have to mechalik to Kedusha Isha and buying Kalim and Paris? It's always also lechachilim mekadosh liknos. B'dieved, it's mutter. Since it's chalipi chalipin. You know what chalipi chalipin means? What is chalipi chalipin? The swap of the swap. Isn't the woman the swap of the swap? You took Orla, you sold, you got cash, then you mekadosh the woman. The woman is the swap of the swap. Chalipi chalipin. Yes? So he says, what's the big deal? Why do you have to mechalat in Kiddush Yisha and other thing, everything else? Why can't you say the woman is chalupe chalupin? But you know what I'm saying? Why don't you say it's a swap of the swap? Please get that kasha down, the Rush asks. You have to make such a big deal that Kiddush Yisha B'dieved is good because of Puruvu or because it's different than Peres and Kalim. It's not visible. Why can't you just say Natan, it's what? It's a swap of the swap. Chalupe chalupin. Chalupe chalupin is mutter. Yes? Are you got it? What's the Korban Nisanel's answer? Oschas. You know what his answer is? Chalipi chalipin is also aser. And that's why they were asking B'dieved, why is it good? Ah. So your nene from what? From the Kedushin. It's like the Chachil, it's a problem. You have to give an answer. Chalipi chalipin is like a problem.
Why?
Because he held chalipi chalipin is also aser. Because you're being nene atav ahalami akedushin. It's like anol chachil. And therefore it's a problem. He held chalipi chalipin is aser. So therefore, lemaisen. That's what he wants to give an answer. Therefore, you have to come up with a kula why it's different. Okay, please get this down. One sec. Get this down. This leads us to the Ran and the Riff. The Ran and the Riff in Chulin, I want you to get. Please get it. Dear Maskav Ike. He asks on Rashi, the Ran. I don't understand something. How could the Dumin be Usul Machlif? Mocher Orlev Kiloi Kerem, and your Makadish is good. How could Rashi say it's Usul? You see, from Kedushin, it's Mutter. This is an amazing answer, guys. You know what the Ran answers? For the woman, it's mutter. For the woman, it's mutter. Rashi only ushered it for who? The machlif. The machlif. Who is the ikar in the kedushin? The man or the woman? The woman. And for the woman, it's mutter. So even according to Rashi, that the machlif is usher, but she's the recipient, and for her, it's mutter. That's why the kedushin is chal. That's what the Ran says on the Riff. Whoa. What an answer. What an answer. This is the answer you want to say to your kala when you get engaged. The ikar is the woman. Right? The ikar is the woman. Listen to this Mishnah L'melech. Listen to Mishnah L'melech. Halacha L'maisa. Perikei Halacha. For you know it for sure. Perikei Halacha Aleph. And Ilchasishis. Listen to this, Shaila. For everyone. Everyone we hold of it. Listen to this. What happens if you're a Mekadosh woman with the Suri Anah? Listen to this. And she's sick. She's sick. She's physically sick. The only thing she can eat is an orange. And the only orange around is an orange of Orla. Is she allowed to have it, Yehuda? Yes. Is the man allowed to have it? He's not sick. He can't eat an orange of Orla. He's mekadosher with that orange. Before she eats it. He's mekadosher with that orange. What do you say, Noah? You know what the Mishnah Melech says? It's good. Why is it good? Because who's the ikker? She is. And for she, it's what? It's mutter for her to eat. Amazing, no? Isn't that amazing? It's worthless according to the husband. It's not a shava pruta. It's not a shava pruta at all. It's worthless. What's the answer? For her, it's worth something because she's sick. And that's the chiddush. So the Ron asks, how could Rashi ask the damim to the machlif, how could the kiddush be good? For the chassan, it's worthless. What's the answer? The answer is what the ikar is. For her, is it worth something? And it's good. For her, it's mutter. For her, it's mutter. It's only also for the machlif himself. She's not the machlif. He was the machlif. He's the one who swapped it. Is that a genius answer? What was the other answer we gave? That b'dieved, it's good. Why? Because of peruvu or what else? Because it's not visual. What did the korban? What did the Rosh ask? What did the Rosh ask? He says, "What are you talking about? It's chalife chalifin. Chalife chalifin is mutter. The swap of the swap is mutter. So what are you worried about? What's the answer? He held the swap of the swap was usher. So that's why he had to come out of these answers. But says the Rosh, forget about all those answers. Because who's the ikar in the marriage? Sam and Dove, you were out for this. Who's the ikar in the marriage? The kala. And for the kala, if it's worth something, it's good. Even though for the chassan, it's worthless. As long as it's shava pruta for the woman, therefore, if you're a Makadosh woman with an orange of orla, and she's sick, and the only thing the doctor prescribed for is oranges. She can only have an orange. The only orange you have is orange of orla. And he's Makadosh with it before she eats it. Is it good? Yes. Aye, for the husband, it's worthless. For her, it's worth something. It's good. That's how we answer up Rashi. That's what the Ron says. Amazing, no? And based on all this, what'd you say?
You can't put it on while you
told it. Based on this, no, of course, this Chiddush, which one about? Because we said, which one?
You're saying women are the
Ikra. Yeah, okay, therefore this Chiddush, the Rambam and the Ramban, who argues with Rashi? The Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam and the Ramban say it's what? It's mutter for the machlif. Only Rashi said it was the machlif. Okay, quickly, Rafa, because I want to finish up twice inside, and then we got to say halacha. Quickly, go ahead.
What is the swap of the swap?
It's a shaila in the Gemara. How to read a Gemara in the Darm. That Gemara in the Darm that we just read from Tosfos on Daf Mem Zayin. The question is Khalifa Asr or Mutter. So the question is Lamaisa. It's not so pashut Lamaisa. Some say Lamaisa that it's considered to be Mutter. That's a shaila how to read a Gemara. In the Maskanas of Gemara, maybe Khalifa is Mutter. And maybe Lomai, that's what his reading of the Gemara Nedarim was. What Daf? What is it? Mem Zayin and Beis. That's where he's coming from. That Gemara Nedarim. Okay, finish it up, Rafi. Look inside. Natan, I mean, go ahead. Guys, look inside.
My part of great parak Maser Avodah
Zarah. What are we asking in the first? What's Bereish parak Maser Avodah Zarah? The beginning of the last parak of Avodah Zarah. Bereish is beginning. Basa last. The beginning of the last parak of Avodah Zarah. Let's see inside. Go ahead. If you hire a guy to work in Yayin Nesach, that money's usher. That salaried money you give him is usher. Ask the Gemara what? If you're going to tell me that's Asr Ba'anah, the salary that comes from the Asr, how can a guy Makadosh a woman with it? Right? It's a great kasha. So what's Gemara's answer? It's only Asr L'Kachila. But B'dieved, it's what? B'dieved, the Kiddushin is Chal. Right? So therefore what? Tosfos is asking, what's Gemara's kasha? Gemara asks like a stira. If you hire the guy with the Ayin Nesach and pay him for it, it's also the salary money. But it says Kedushin is what? Kedushin is mutter. It doesn't say Kedushin is mutter completely. It's still also the Karchilu. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Go ahead. It was Masher, it was also for everyone. Kamo what? Not just to the worker himself.
Lachi.
She also is Osir, therefore she got zero. So therefore, how is she going to marry? Vinahi and granted. What is Shos to Rabbanon? The sixth hour of the day on Erev Pesach. When does Chometz become Osir Dirais on Erev Pesach Yehuda? After Chatzos. But from 11 to 12, it's only Osir and Rabbanon. Go ahead. And he also is Mekadosh with Chometz Nuksha. So double the Rabbanon. The hour was the Rabbanon, and the Chometz was only the Rabbanon. It was Chometz Nuksha. It's only us in the Rabbanon. It's really bad Chometz. Go ahead. I thought Chometz Nuksha is us in the Yeraisa, though. A lot, it's not Karis. Why is that? It's Chiti Kordadaisa. It's like really bad Chometz, you have to say. We gotta look into that for tomorrow. But I thought a chametz duch is also the rabbana, also the rice. It's a chayv karis. It's a lav though. Nonetheless, he says the shower, the hour is the rabbanon, and the nooks is the rabbanon. Go ahead. So how is it possible that what? That she's not mekabel any hanah from it. It's a great kasha. Whereas we say that what? The Gemara was asking, we thought the Gemara said it was also for everyone. It's also for everyone. So how's a good kedusha? She got no hanah. Granted the what? That mekadesh shows the rabbanon, we are choshes lekedushin. Right? We are choshes lekedushin. So why is she not able to what? Sarach bir madua. Go ahead. What does he answer? Mekom mekom.
Mekadesh is Gemara lo hale.
The E. What's Tosa saying here?
It's not a good.
What was Tosa's bothered by? Tosa was bothered by, let's say it over. If you pay the guy with the Ein Nesach, it's what? It's Usser. How can you sell Oral and Kilo Ikerim and get money for it? The Kaddish woman, it's good. It's either Usser or it's Mutter. What's the answer? Tosa says, what do you mean? It's the Lechachil Usser. So what's the problem? Even by Kedushas, also Lechachil. No. The Gemara understood that it was also for everybody. So it's also for everybody. Why is it good Kedushin? Now, don't tell me that what? Don't, and grant that I know that Kedushin on double Durabanan is good. But it's still not what? Still not what? What Natan? It's still not a Kedushin Gemurin. Just makes her like somewhat married. Suffolk Kedushin. But if some guy would Makadish her, you'd also need to get from both to release her. So what is Tosis saying at the end of this Tosis? Let's get it. What's Tosis saying? Tosis is saying very beautifully. He says, I don't understand what the Gemara's kasha was in Avodah Zarah. What does Gemara say in Avodah Zarah? He says, you pay an employee with what? You guys got to go over this. If you pay an employee with Yain Nesach, what's the din? It's usher. Can't use that money. So then why if a guy sells Orla Kilai Karen with the money, can Makadish a woman? There you can use it. It's a stira. What's the answer? The scar paul is like Halipin. It's like the swap. The salary is like the swap. Right? So why is one case usher, one case mutter? What's the answer, Jake? That even by Kedushin, it's usher l'chachilu. And the Gemara, bless you, the Gemara understood that was Tosis Kasha, it's usher l'chachilu. The Gemara asked the stira, it's not a stira. By Kedushin, it's also usher l'chachilu. It's somewhat usher l'chachilu. So what's the Gemara asking a stira for? Tosis answers, no, the Gemara understood that it was usher completely, to everybody. So she shouldn't even be Mekudesh, she's even be the Yevit. Tosis says, I know that what? If you're Mekadesh on what? In Shos that are what? An hour that's rabbinically usher. And the Chometz is also rabbinically usher. I know that you're Choshen LeKedushin, meaning to say that what? There is somewhat. There is somewhat of Kedushin also. Lomaisa. There is somewhat of a Kedushin also when something's usher Ba'ana, even though it's only the Rabbanan. The answer is that's really what? Not a Kedushin Gemurah anyway. Someone else would Mekadosh or that other Kedushin would be Chal. So it's really what? Very minimal. It's very minimal. So that's what the Gemara, what? The Gemara was asking in Great Kasha. The Gemara was saying, well, you know what? We thought everything was usher. Should be usher completely. So why is she what considered to be good b'di'evit? We got to check out what the Gemara's answer was there in Maseches Avodah Zarah. What is the Gemara's answer over there in Maseches Avodah Zarah? Why is it there's a difference between what? Why is it there's a difference between the salary of what? The Ein Nesach guy and Kedushin. Why is the Ein Nesach guy usher and the Kedushin guy good? What is the Gemara answer over there? We got to look up the answer. But the reason why the Gemara had a steer because we thought it was stark that what? That it should be usher for everyone. We know there's Kedushin's good on a Durabanan. That's only a Durabanan. It wasn't even Kedushin Gemurin. So if it's Diraisa, maybe she shouldn't be Mekudeshes. Maybe it's Diraisa, shouldn't be Mekudeshes. So that's how Tosis ends up saying that that's his Pshat, Halacha L'maisa, and that's why the Gemara asked that Kash. But at the end of the day, is it a good Kedushin? It is a good Kedushin, at the end of the day. If he sells oral and gets the money, he does a Kedushin. It's usher for the Machlif himself. Why is it good according to the Ran? Because she got what? She got Hana. She's the Iker. What's the other answer that we gave? You don't say like Rashi, like the Rush? What's the answer? Khalife Khalifin. It's Khalife Khalifin. That's the reason why it's good. Right? And according to the Rambam, the Ramban, why is it good? Because no Itch on the Makhlev at all anyway. So if I ask you, we'll close with this. We got to do one halacha. We'll close with this. If I ask you three svaras, why if you're Makadish, if you sell orally, get the money, Makadish, why are you good? Number one, what? The Iker, the woman is the Iker. So for her, it's not what? Us or she's a Chayla. Yes? Number two is what? Khalifa Khalifin is with her anyway. Right? She's like Khalifa Khalifin. And what's number three? According to Ram, the Ramban is the list of the Machlev at all anyway. Okay? Let's close with one halacha. We're coming towards Yom Kippur and Sukkis. Rosh Hashanah, of course, as well. But I want to point out to you, halacha l'maisa, and Sukkis, Kiddush, the first night in Sukkos, you must have in mind the Anani HaKavod. The box says, there's a machlokes with a mitzvah kavod or not. We pass like the manor, didn't mean booths, machlokes of blows of Akiva, it means Anani HaKavod. When you say Kiddush the first night, you must have in mind the Anani HaKavod. If you don't have in mind the Anani HaKavod, it's Ma'akev. That's what the box says. There's three mitzvahs where the Torah says Laman. Which three? Sukkot, Sittus, and Tefillin. Even if you don't hold mitzvah, even if you hold mitzvah and sukkah's kavana, you have to have kavana for those three. You have to have kavana for those three. And the best sukkah ideally is made of wood. The schach's got to be made from wood, for sure. But the walls ideally should be made from wood. If they're made from metal, it's still good. But the best sukkah in the world is made from wood. It doesn't sway back and forth. Should be from the same material that's kosher for schach. Which materials are kosher for schach? It's detached, gedulei karka, and it's not makabel tumah. That's why a wooden sukkah is the best sukkah. That doesn't sway either. Allah Almighty can't sway either way. Canvas is good, but you got to tie it down strong. You got to tie it down strong. And that's the kavanah we need to have the first night of Kiddush, Lamana and Yaakovah. Okay, have a wonderful day, guys. We'll go back to tomorrow. We'll decide if we do shofar tomorrow. We'll see. Shofar tomorrow or Thursday, we'll see. Everyone have a good day. Taz are over the